tell everyone this time for going to do something as against them. So we have to do better, and then we go through for the sutras afterwards. So, as always, we'll start out with the meditation. Make sure that you take lots of time just to get used to sitting there, just to relax, just to feel at ease in the present moment. So one of the biggest mistakes that people do in meditation practice is to go to the breath or go to the meditation object too quickly. And if you do that, it means that often you have to use a bit of force, a bit of power to sustain it. First of all, just find the pleasure and the happiness and just sitting quietly and peacefully and relaxing as things are and allowing things to be, being content in the present. And as you do that, you feel the pleasure of the present moment. You feel the pleasure of the present moment. Mindfulness tends to come all by itself. This is what we want to do, allow mindfulness to arise, and then it becomes possible to follow the meditation object. meditation to be able to really relax and enjoy the meditation. It's so important that attitude that we bring to the present moment. You know, my attitude in this context is to be gentle and kind, especially gentle, kind and caring towards yourself. And all the time to look at yourself as a little child that needs to be cared for, that all little children in a certain way have. We all want the happiness, the care of the world around us. And sometimes we just have to look after that ourselves. And to do that in the right way, that find that relaxation process, the ability to stay in the present moment, that becomes much more powerful. can enable you to stay more easily in the present moment. It's important to give priority to the spiritual life. So remember that it is when you practice your meditation here and you live in the right way, that is when you come the closest to the meaning of life. Everything else in life, so the family life, your work, your hobbies, anything else, so really is in support for what you're doing now. Here is where you come the closest to the true purpose of what life is all about. And once you get the priorities right, once you remember what really matters, and all those other things that tend to fade into the background, because now you are there, now you're doing, but everything else is there just to support what you're doing now. To steal that sense of freedom and just sitting here and having nothing to do apart from just relaxing and being at ease and perhaps watching your breath. That is all you are doing. So many of your burdens in life have been put aside, your job, your family, all your belongings, all the other things in life have been put aside for now. Feel that freedom. With that lightness from burdens that you can feel in a moment like this. And if you can appreciate this, then you start to really appreciate what meditation is all about. The happiness of simplicity. so beautiful, just able to relax and allowing the world to be here. Let us feel the peace for a while. Peace is so powerful. Feel the peace in the right way when you let things go. You get a sense of clarity of perspective. You get a sense of ease and relaxation. And you start to understand what the true meaning of life actually lies. Now, once again, try to feel what it feels like now. You feel better than when you started out. And if you do feel more at ease and more relaxed, ask yourself why that is the case. How the perceptions, what is the way of looking at the world that gives rise to peace and relaxation? What is the way that leads away from that? And once you start to understand this, understand the idea of letting go, understand the idea of focusing on the world in the right way, you start to understand how meditation works. Thank you.